Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Stream your favorite shows on ESPN97.5.com.
It's really quite simple.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio, Gal Media, right here on a Tuesday. Do want to remind you folks that the Cannon is opening up a 120,000 square foot co-working office space dedicated to entrepreneurs, small businesses. If you need an office space, it's located just north of City Center and the Beltway. Pre-leasing is available, and nearly two-thirds of the offices are already taken. You want to get in there because it's not only you doing business, but you'll have other people you can do business with right under the same roof. It's flexible month-to-month leasing, free convenient parking, bookable meeting rooms, and printing services. Visit thecannonhouston.com/ESPN to book a tour while they still have offices available. Get to your question, Laminack.
What the hell was my question?
You said leading into the break. Playing, I know what it Doc is. Rivers. Yeah. Do you want to play for Doc Rivers?
Yeah, I was like, I totally forgot. I'm glad y'all are paying attention to the show. Do you think stars are going to want to go? Before this segment, we were talking about max contracts and people might not want to play with LeBron. And I tend to agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think after you see a little bit of him kind of unraveling and getting frustrated and you know he's got a bit of a reputation. I'm sure guys still want to play with LeBron, and don't get me wrong. But you bring up an interesting point about the fact that there's a lot of money and it's still L.A., Do guys like to play for Doc Rivers?
And let me add something to that point that you're making.
Okay.
Because the other thing that people have to be concerned with is, and look, you can't hate on him for doing this because he's accomplished so much. People are saying he made this move with basketball not even at the top of his list. It was to continue his business opportunities, to get into TV and movies and production and all that other stuff. And the basketball secondary. And guys see that and go, well, maybe he doesn't care this year like he once did. Because now it's not about just basketball anymore, and he's more focused on the business. So that's something else you factor in. On the Doc Rivers side of things, what I would answer that with is, I still think yes, because you saw how three stars, almost four stars with Rondo, were able to play for Doc Rivers and succeed. And then you look at what he did this year. He took basically a team that had nothing other than Tobias Harris.
Don't you talk about former Rockets like that.
Okay, well, I will.
Montrezl Harrell.
I'm not sending him a Christmas card anymore. Superstar. Because he's not on the Rockets roster. So you took a team that from the get-go looked like a lottery team with Tobias Harris, and he had him in the top four. We talked about it early in the season, almost to the midway point. They were still in the top four in the West. Then they traded away Tobias Harris, and they're still probably going to be the eighth seed and be a playoff team. I think Doc Rivers is a good coach, one of the better coaches in the league, and I think players respect him enough that they'll want to play.
Did he and Chris Paul get along?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I thought I had heard something.
Because the other thing about he's very, very particular about who talks to the media. He doesn't allow his assistants to, but at the same time, what the players respect is they may have a disagreement, Chris Paul and Doc Rivers. He will never make it public.
Didn't, though, do you think that there was some ill will on that team because of Austin Rivers being around for so long?
I totally and
getting, do. So, guys, do they really like playing for him?
You know why? I can say that.
The guys that existed?
They do still like playing for him because they still did. Because he still had a very good team, and he still got veterans to sign on. People will say, well, if the one detractor is his son's going to play backup point guard, but you're going to put Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and Jamal Crawford and all the guys, DeAndre Jordan, around him. Because remember now,
wasn't Luke out there at one point and Mbah Mute? And Lou Williams. So, yeah, there's some guys.
So, there's a lot of guys that wanted to play for
and
him.
Luke went back. So, maybe that speaks to what you said. You're not going back.
No, and it also like gets to what you've been saying all along, too, about being a player's coach. It doesn't work for Bill O'Brien as much, but when you've established it with a championship and he know, you know, maybe behind the scenes, he may be a little bit of a ball buster from time to time, but you also know he has your back in the media and otherwise he's not going to sell you out. Because Chris Paul and him, they did have kind of a falling out at the end.
Okay, that's what I thought. I remembered something like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can't be friends.
But guess what?
You can still argue and not get along and then
here's another thing that
separate ways amicably.
Because of that, here's another thing that favors Doc Rivers. They had a falling out. Doc could have said, you know what? Screw you. If you come to me and you want to trade, I'm going to trade you somewhere you don't want to go.
Somewhere awful.
I'm going to make sure you are miserable. Instead, he traded him exactly where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
And took care of him as basically a, hey, you took care of me when we were competing for it, so I'll take care of you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Somebody said, besides Wade, what's a big name that's ever really played with LeBron? Players don't beat down the door to be LeBron's teammate. Well,
how much time you got?
Yeah, Irving, Kevin Love.
Ray Allen. Chris Bosh.
Yeah, this was one I was trying to think in Miami. Bosh. AD wanted to go there.
I mean, yeah, just,
they all messed that up.
You think about all the guys that Carmelo wanted to play with him.
Yeah, there's plenty of names that want to play with LeBron.
It's just, it's a different LeBron.
Yep.
Both in his career and in where maybe his mindset is at, too.
This one, I don't think. It says, the same question you'll ask about, would players rather play for the Clippers more than the Lakers? How about would players rather play for the Nets over the Knicks? I don't think it's close.
It's not close.
People aren't going like, God, I got to get to New Jersey.
Well, honestly, for both of you, if I said, where's the Mecca of basketball?
Or Brooklyn.
They're not saying Brooklyn.
No.
They're saying the Garden. They're saying New York.
So they're in Brooklyn now, right? Because at one point they were Brooklyn, but weren't they staying in New Jersey until?
Well, they were the New Jersey Nets.
Yes.
And then they were anticipating the move to Brooklyn.
Okay, that's what it
and
was.
Then they moved with the new arena, the Barclays Center.
Nobody, I don't think the Nets is a destination. I think the Knicks is for sure.
I think it will be again. I think, and again, Kyrie's from New Jersey, and if he wants to go home and he had a choice between the two franchises, he's taking the Knicks.
Yeah, of course. What's the promo code for Get Upside? Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That is the promo code. Use that.
There you go. And there was some other randoms. I wanted to ask you guys this.
Okay.
So the Spurs beat the Warriors last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
It was a good game.
Told you guys.
After you had just got done singing their successes about
that's what
all
I gotta
the games
do. I gotta say how great they are so they make me look smart because they'll just keep losing. Whatever I say, they do the opposite.
Here's the thing that kind of got rubbed me the wrong way. They referred to the Spurs as the hottest team in the NBA. And
not
Steve
true.
Kerr backed it up. And I'd say I look at the Rockets before and the Warriors before I look at the Spurs.
All you have to do is look at their record in their last 10. Oh, well.
Spurs have won.
9-1.
9-1.
Rockets are 9-1. Spurs have won 9 in a row. Rockets have won 2 in a row.
Look at the opponents, though. Yeah, they both beat Golden State.
I didn't realize they had won the 9 in a row.
And the Spurs will be in town on Friday.
Yeah. I knew they were both 9-1, but I didn't realize that the Spurs' current winning streak is 9 and the Rockets is 2. That technically qualifies as the hottest team in the NBA right now.
Okay, I'm just saying. Look at the opponents that you beat.
Yeah, I was at strength of schedule.
Yeah, both of them beat the Warriors, but when you look at the Rockets beating the Celtics, the Raptors, the Sixers too? They have
Suns.
Yeah, well, the Suns you bring it down, but again, the Suns, as we said, have beaten. They've been some world beaters lately. So
they beat the Trailblazers. That's a good team.
Yeah,
the Warriors.
They're
the
nine.
Knicks.
They're 9 games. I'm trying to see San Antonio's current 9 game winning streak. I mean,
the Mavs, I'm not giving them too much credit for.
No, you got the Blazers. They beat the Warriors and the Blazers back to back. They got the Bucks on there. They got the Nuggets and the Thunder. That's a pretty legit 9-game winning streak.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. So, I mean, take nothing away from them. I guess you're right because I knew they were both 9-1. Didn't realize 9 in a row was the current high in the NBA. That qualifies.
And we were talking about this yesterday because guess what? The way things have shifted in the West, we talked about Utah being a first-round opponent for the Rockets. Now guess who it could be? Who do you want, the Spurs or the Jazz? Because the Spurs with the veteran roster, when you could still throw Patty Mills and Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan at them, now you've got more known above-average players to former superstar-type players than the Utah Jazz do.
Well, right now, it looks like the Spurs have the tiebreaker over the Thunder, so they're 5th. Thunder are 6th. which means right now Rockets sitting at the 3rd seed would play the Thunder.
Boy, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that at all. I'd rather play the Jazz or the Spurs, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, and you know what they're also weighing in is they want to be avoid the Warriors as long as possible, so they want the 2 or the 3. They don't want the 4.
Absolutely want to be in the 3.
But if you're the 3 facing the Thunder or the 4 facing like Portland or somebody else, you take the 4.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you may not get out of the first round.
Isn't the 3 seed the one that avoids the Warriors until the finals?
One plays 4, 2 plays 3. The 1 seed always plays the lowest of the seeds. So assuming all top 4 seeds win in the first round.
Yeah, you wouldn't see the Warriors until the conference finals if you're 3.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're 3.
Yeah.
You want to avoid the 4 seed. You want the 3 seed.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, no, but I'm saying that from a simple logic standpoint of if you know you're going to play the toughest schedule and you're going to play the Thunder right away in the first round, you almost want to avoid playing the Thunder and or the Nuggets and the Thunder and or someone else and then still having to play the Warriors as opposed to being fresh, being healthy, winning that first round series and then taking the Warriors full strength and not out of juice. I might go the other way.
I think I'd rather play the Thunder in the first round and see the Warriors in the finals.
Okay. Well then, you might be in the off season before you get to the chance to play who you want to play.
What are they head to head this year? Rockets and Thunder.
Well, Rockets have done well against the
Thunder. Have they?
Yeah.
Well then, why wouldn't I want to play them?
Because I think they have. But I'm just saying, overall, the Thunder's a really good basketball team. We're talking about major superstars on the. We just got done talking about this for all the even in baseball. Utah, they got Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, maybe who else?
Yeah.
But if you're looking at OKC and you've got George and Westbrook, if you're looking at, you know, teams that are going to give you a hard time, I would rather face the Jazz than I would the Thunder.
Okay, so they lost the first one against OKC in November, 98-80. Won the second one, 113-109. Lost the third one, 117-112. And so they have one more coming.
So they're
in
one and two against the Thunder with one coming. That illustrates my point. Well. You stay away from OKC this year, sir.
Okay. Was that first one though? Wasn't that without Chris Paul?
I don't know. Okay. Well, James Harden carried him without Chris Paul. So there you go. We're going to get into all kinds of details now. All right. Hey, by the way, Rockets tonight at Atlanta, opening up a 2-game road trip before Nick said they return Friday for a big tilt against the Spurs. So a busy week for the Rockets. 2 on the road, 1 at home as they roll through this week.
They were full strength against that in the first one.
There you go. Yeah.
Paul poured in a spectacular 10 points.
I don't know if you're using markers or crayons, but you're illustrating my point. I appreciate that.
Shut up.
All right. We're continuing to roll on. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, time's ticking, so if you want to get in on our bracket challenge like you do every year, hey, now's the time to get in because the prizes are better than ever. It's the ESPN 97.5 Bracket Challenge. We are going to be giving away 97.5 prizes, 97.5, and that 0.5 means, the penultimate winner, Nick, second to last, also will get a prize. So that means basically 98 people are going to get prizes that range from a custom queen-size mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, an Indochino suit, Grunge Fest tickets, tons of restaurant gift cards, and all those gift cards valued at $50 or more. All you got to do, ESPN975.com. If you're the majority of our listeners, you'll figure it out. If not, you can text us. But the bottom line is it's there on our website, and you can play ready to go, ESPN975.com, Bracket Challenge. Sorry, Joseph, but it's true. Most of the other listeners can figure it out. Just saying.
Speaking of Joseph, shout out to Joseph Marcy. It was Joey that couldn't find it, not Joseph.
I wanted him to sound smarter and more sophisticated. Oh,
Joey. Well, Joseph Martinez said, Barry, the guy who blocked LeBron's shot has been in the league for 4 years. Okay.
Who was it? Huizenga?
No. Mario Hezonja or something?
Hezonja. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
Huizenga, Hezonja. I knew who he was.
He
was with Orlando. He was a top pick. He crapped the bed. The Knicks signed him.
I didn't watch the game, and then I heard somebody say that it was a rookie.
I didn't watch the game.
Whatever. Thank God, Joseph, we have you to keep it all straight.
So NFL news, kind of piggybacking on yesterday, the Texans have at least spoken to now the gentleman we spoke of yesterday, Donald Penn from the Raiders. So at least there's one tackle option that's out there. Here's one that's not out there anymore that, of course, the Texans could have afforded, because we mentioned second in all of NFL, still in cap space. And a former first-round pick, younger than 26 years old, Ereck Flowers, signs with the Redskins, 1 year, $4 million. You're telling me 1 year and $4 million, he's not better than at least some of the linemen you have on your roster and maybe good enough to start? What are they doing?
Wait, 1 year and $4 million is worth even just the look in camp.
Yes.
Like, it's worth even cutting.
Especially when you have all that money. We were just talking about it. It's the Colts and the Texans and all that cap room. What are you going to do? You get a gold star and a bonus if you don't spend it all? Get off your ass!
Yeah, it's... I don't know what they're doing. Hopefully they sign Penn. And then maybe we can shut up a little bit.
That would at least help, right?
It would help.
Give us something to at least hold some faith.
I don't think it would excuse them. But if they signed Penn and they drafted Jonah Williams and, you know, did some other stuff.
Do you think they got to move up to get Jonah Williams?
I absolutely do.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think they do. But they've got three picks in the first two rounds, and that might be a possibility because you're going to swap your first rounder. So maybe you get a move up and get your left tackle for the next, you know, 10 years.
Well, there's only so many Dave Gettlemans in the league, Barry, to make a deal like that. But, yeah. Other news, if you're a Cowboys fan, you lost out on one safety, but now you are in Earl Thomas, but now they're eyeing Ereck Berry. Look, Ereck Berry's a hell of a player. Even in the playoffs, they said that he was like a coach on the field. He knew what was coming offensively. He knew how to scheme for it. He couldn't stay healthy. So the biggest thing is if Ereck Berry's healthy, then that might be a good pickup for the Cowboys. But they're talking. The Cowboys also talking to Randall Cobb yesterday. Now news that Jordy Nelson, who was cut by the Raiders, interest from five teams, Green Bay not one of them, but he's meeting with the Seahawks today.
Would you want him back in Green Bay?
I would.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's so tight with Aaron Rodgers that at least you can get 12 to calm down a little bit while you get a new coach acclimated. But the five teams in the mix would be the Raiders still interested, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Redskins, and the Titans.
All those teams make sense, though.
Yeah.
I mean, all those teams make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks,
because they were rumored to be a perfect fit if AB would consider them.
Right.
We all know they've tried Brandon Marshall there last year. Aside from Doug Baldwin, they don't have a whole lot.
No. They could use help.
And a lot of old Packer personnel
is
in Seattle.
Yeah. And we always say about Brady, like, look, he's making chicken salad out of chicken bleep because look at that. He has no receivers. Got to kind of say the same thing about Russell Wilson. The numbers he
puts
up.
Absolutely.
Without getting any help. He's just not winning the titles like Tom Brady. But
let me correct that, by the way.
He's making a lot out of nothing.
No Redskins, Chiefs. Chiefs, Titans, Patriots, Seahawks, Raiders.
Okay.
Chiefs got to work. You know, here's the thing. They could use a second receiver. I obviously know they've got Sammy Watkins from a year ago, right? And he was okay. But you got to worry about what's going on with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to say is it's insurance. And you know what? If nothing happens with Tyreek Hill, then it's just bonus. Now it's pick your poison.
I just see Jordy being a Patriot.
Yeah, I can
see
that
too. He's the perfect fit, slot kind of guy, great route runner.
Go ahead and say it. He's white.
Well, that too.
Let's be real.
I knew that's exactly where he was
going.
I knew
it was too.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm not going
to
lie.
You didn't want to say it. Everybody listening to our voices thought the same thing. Yep. White versus white.
He's probably super
slot
educated.
Receiver.
What school did Jordy Nelson go to?
It's always the same
Kansas
thing.
State.
Always the same thing about white receivers. Great route runner, great hands. And then they play in the slot. And for the Patriots.
It's where old white receivers go to die.
Pretty
the
much.
Slot.
And win rings.
You can hang on for a few more years in the slot, and then you fade away.
Yeah. Somebody said, it ain't working, Barry. I tried the promo code Barry in the Get Upside app and it's not working. It absolutely should be B-A-R-R-Y because somebody earlier said, I put in B-E-R-R-Y and it didn't work. Well, that's because you don't know how to spell and you're
that's
dumb.
That's on you.
B-A-R-R-Y absolutely should work. I don't know if all caps has to be done. I know that's what they told me when initially.
No.
So you can try all caps, but it absolutely should work. If not, hit them up.
Blake Bortles has a new job too, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Analyst for what station?
Yeah, no, it's actually good for Blake. And actually, according to his
camp. He's backing up
camp,
Tom Brady.
Close. They beat him in the Super Bowl. He's backing up Jared Goff.
Really?
He is going to the Rams, and maybe he will learn something along the way. According to his camp, he had opportunities to start to compete for a starting spot on other teams, but he was so enamored with Sean McVay, the offense, the system.
Oh, I bet.
And the opportunity to play in with the Rams, that he took all other offers off the table. He's going to the Rams as a backup.
Okay. All right.
So he's got a job.
And
we're not even getting to this Giants thing because Dave Gettleman's just an idiot.
Yeah. And somebody said Flowers was trash. He was on the Giants. He would be an upgrade over anyone, or he would be a downgrade over anyone the Texans had.
False.
Absolutely not. You obviously didn't watch Texans games.
False.
Somebody, where the hell did it go? Oh, I lost it now. My bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, there it is. Wanted to wish a happy birthday to Patrick Randall. Mm. P. Randizzle's birthday is today. And
Dizzy's in Chicago, I believe.
He is in Chicago trying on wedding dresses. Well, I don't know how that works. He's at a bridal show, and his wife.
I always considered him and Dennis Rodman the same type person.
You know?
I could see him in a wedding dress.
Yep. Him hanging out with Kim Jong.
He's got the flowers.
Yeah.
Don't need to have to go too far to get that taken care of.
But happy birthday to P. Randizzle.
Indeed. A loyal suspect.
Also, El Jefe pointed out something interesting that only El Jefe would know because the other people don't pay attention
Spurs
to it.
Spurs related?
Yeah. That they're undefeated since they got rid of Pau Gasol.
And the Bucks aren't. And he's not even playing.
But that's interesting, too. It sometimes it happens like that, right?
You want a screw job, too, by the way? And I hope it's not a national TV game. I haven't checked yet. But the Lakers are in Milwaukee tonight. The only trip of the year for the Lakers into Milwaukee. You get double screwed. LeBron's resting and Giannis tweaked an ankle. Neither one of them are playing.
Ooh.
Scalpers are ticked. Because the Lakers only visit to Milwaukee. They could charge whatever they want. Now, not only is one guy not playing, both of them aren't playing.
Wow.
That's terrible.
I would be pretty upset.
You already get dealt the world's worst hand because you get winter in Wisconsin and fat women. And now you get winter in Wisconsin, fat women, and the Lakers are coming in and LeBron's not playing and he's healthy.
And these are one of the games you can't flex, right, Joel?
Yeah.
There's no flexing, right?
There's no flexing in the NBA, really. Yeah. There is, but it's not like the NFL. When? It has to be done 30 days in advance, I think it is. So that's the thing. LeBron made the decision yesterday or today. He's not playing. Mm. So even still, but double screw job for the fans in Milwaukee that don't get either guy.
Is it done that far in advance because of what it would take to change the national broadcast from city to city? Because it's a lot. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of equipment and everything else.
So it's a couple folds to
it. But don't they have equipment? Like, I don't know.
Well, here's the other thing you got to consider because it's schedule related. So now you're dealing with the two teams that were scheduled in to have a game at a certain time that now have to change because it's the arena, it's the tickets. You got to get your ticket holders and say now your 2:30 game is going to be at night. And on the flip side, you might have teams coming off a back-to-back, and the Players Association has rules that if it's going to be a national TV and they move it up, but you don't have at least 17 to 24 hours in rest time between your last game. Yeah, there's all kinds of things you got to
factor
in.
I didn't even think the NBA did flex.
That was part of my job. So the league would call me, and and say, hey, just a heads up, not for public consumption yet, but we're looking at flexing, or we're looking at adding you guys or dropping you guys one way or the other on such and such a date. But give me 24 to 48 hours to make sure all the teams are good with their travel, all the teams are good schedule wise, and then we'll let you know when it's confirmed so you can tell your season ticket holders and you can go public with it.
Which is technically flexing.
Right? Yeah, it is. It's just you know what it is? It's a private flex instead of the public flex.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't want to flex, but boom, look at these guns. Now, you know why? I'm flexing because I get cash back through GetUpside. We just talked about it. We literally just talked about it with one of the listeners. Use promo code Barry, B A B-A-R-R-Y, not B-E, B-A-R-R-Y, is promo code Barry for the Get Upside app. Here's what Get Upside is. If you haven't been paying attention, it gets you cash back on gas and food. You know, stuff you spend money on every single week. So why wouldn't you use an app that would give you cash back when you spend it? It doesn't make sense. Even if you're not getting the max, and the max is crazy. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at gas stations. Up to 35% cash back at restaurants, like hundreds of restaurants around the city, like Wendy's and Popeye's and Burger King, Cyclone and Aya's. I got to find the pizza place that was right down the street because I'm going to try that for sure. I'm getting money back. Why would I not eat at these places? Why would I not use the app? Clarence got $5 back immediately. We've got listeners that are getting $80 back. I'm up to $15, and I'm not even using it every single day. This app is amazing. It's free. It's easy to download. And when you put in promo code Barry, you get an extra savings on your first fill up through the app. And again, that extra savings can add up. My wife used my promo code and got 30 cents a gallon to fill up. And if you got a truck, that's a lot of money. So don't leave that money at the pump. Don't leave that money at the table. Download Get Upside. It's completely free. These gas stations, these restaurants, they want your business. So they offer you these savings and this cash back. But you can only get it through the Get Upside app. Completely free to download. It is in your app store right now. I promise you. You can have it installed and ready to go before you leave for work. It's called Get Upside. Promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Final half hour, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We were getting some study packets to research.
Yeah, just looking at the ratings.
Don't do it, Barry.
What?
Don't do it.
What?
We
just looking at the ratings. I didn't say whether we did good or bad. I'm not over here bragging because we kicked everybody's ass. I never said a word.
See, I'm not doing that.
I didn't what?
I'm not doing it. I thought you were teaching. In terms of we shouldn't do these things.
I tell you that all the time, don't
I? Yeah. And then you never listen to your own advice. Yeah. It's just like, Joel, don't respond to people on Twitter. Don't respond to people on Twitter.
Don't brag about the ratings.
I get on Twitter and Barry's like, suck it, bitch! And I'm like, well, so much for not responding on Twitter. I guess he's just do as I say, not as I do. How about this tweet, by the way, by Swaggy P?
Okay.
Nick Young. You know who he is. He won a championship last year with the Warriors, all the other things.
His PB Swaggy.
You know what his tweet was?
What?
Number 3 baby is on the way.
Oh.
And he followed it up with, I knew being at home this would happen.
Really? Got it. That's funny.
And
that's outstanding.
Number 3 isn't, what was her name with the booty?
Izzy.
Yeah, Izzy it Azalea.
Iggy.
Iggy Azalea.
Izzy.
I don't listen to her music.
It's Iggy. You don't like that? Boom, boom, boom.
How'd it go?
Do that one more time, please.
Yeah, how'd it go?
That's
should
on the
I, should
base.
I put that in YouTube?
Burn, burn, burn. Yeah, burn, burn, burn. Look up Iggy Azalea. What's the name of the song?
Old Boy narked on him, too, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
What's his name? We were talking about him. That went to the Brooklyn Nets. D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Squealed on him like a pig.
Snitching ass.
Got him.
Iggy Azalea. What is it called?
I don't know. There's so many different songs. There's this. There's Sally Walker. There's
no. Just no. Pick the,
fancy.
When you,
there's
fancy.
Work.
Fancy.
That's the
when
one.
When you Google
play
it.
Fancy.
Okay.
That's the one that bow bow bow. That's how it sounds. That's a perfect
play
rendition.
Them side by side, Nick.
Yeah, do it. Play them side by side. Look how awesome that my bass line was. Bow bow. See, nailed it.
Not even close, sir.
Now, Nick, get me all of the Michael Jackson grunts and moans without any music behind
that
it.
That was fun.
That was funny.
That was
fun. I can't believe you found that. That you got
and then
that.
You did a mashup like a DJ. It was amazing.
That was fun.
It was amazing.
Yes.
So was my
bad,
baseline.
Iggy. I didn't know you were Iggy, not Izzy.
Izzy. Yeah, my bad. Izzy Agalia? Nope. You just switched
I was
going
to say that, too. That's why I paused. I was like, dang it. What is her damn name? Whatever.
This is a dude that has his own house next to his house for his shoes.
Oh.
He has a small house on his property just for his kicks.
Wow.
Oh, that's, like a guest house within the property.
A guest house for just that's his Jordans ridiculous. And that's his kicks
PJ,
and all that.
PJ Tucker-ish, huh?
PJ has a room. Nick Young has a house. Nick Young never made the money that PJ will make in his career.
That's
yet
true.
Nick Young has a house for his shoes.
That's crazy. It's that NBA money, man. Or that rapper money.
If you ever have time, you need to Google, too. It was either Nick Young and Gilbert Arenas, or Gilbert Arenas doing it at Nick Young's house. One way or the other, one of their kids, the other one, just absolutely tortures him, like throws his toys like over the fence and out the yard and is like just abusing him verbally in the house and everything like that. Those are two of the loosest cannons ever. Remember the locker room? Think about that locker room, if you will, for a minute in Washington. You had Nick Young.
Uh-huh.
You had Gilbert Arenas.
Uh-huh.
You had guns, because that was in the middle of it.
Strapped.
And oh, just for good measure, we'll throw a JaVale McGee in there.
Oh, wow.
And then Jarvis Crittenden. Name might not ring a bell.
No idea who that is.
He's pretty much in jail for life because he did a drive-by shooting on his girlfriend at the time, who was pregnant, I believe.
Oh, no.
That was a special locker room right there.
That's very gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's top notch.
At least Nick Young's going to be expecting
another. Sorry, I just distracted by all these numbers in my face.
Okay, Jim Rome. Keep it up.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not doing it.
Just very proud to be working for Gal Media. I'm sure the Blitz talked about it when they went on.
Oh, there. Right from the get.
Did they?
I heard it on the way home.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. Like, we literally won every time slot is what they
said. We did. So, essentially, if you missed it.
The number one sports talk radio station in the city of Houston.
Three shows.
There can be no hands down.
Three shows on the number one station doubled up the combined ratings totals of 610 and 790
Oof.
Combined.
Oof.
Two of them you will know right off the top. The Bench.
And the
Blitz.
Oh.
And the third one you just said.
Is us?
Yes.
Did we really?
We doubled up. And Charlie
nice.
Was a push in terms of he didn't double them up officially. But
pretty damn close.
Yeah, it was a tie.
Nice.
It was a tie. There's two combined equal
like.
Charlie.
I like.
So there you have it.
Very nice. I like.
A good month was had by all.
What is Q Dini went away? Let's just get this out of the way. He wants to talk about my cat. Q Dini wants to talk Barry's cat. Q Dini, this is way late. Why are you calling so late to talk about something that we talked about so early?
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry, guys. I caught the beginning of the show and then I didn't like you guys. I had to actually go do some work.
Oh.
And now I'm headed to the shop, so I'm catching the latter part of the show. But I just wanted to call you and tell you how disappointed I am in you for being so soft on a cat. I've never met you yet, but I've never known a black Jewish guy to be soft on a cat. But that being said, you know, you really need a sensational soft on a cat. Hey, you need to take care of him and caress that pussy cat, you know, the rest of his days until
you
find it gone.
And I put this on you, Barry.
I heard you mention that you speak cat. And I just wanted to let you know, I, too, also have a tongue for cat. I'll hang up and listen.
I wish you'd have hung up and listened after hello.
So basically, Q, what you're going to do is you're going to wait 2 hours and then just basically redo the joke I did at 1:15. Using the word pussycat.
He was on hold for a while.
But he had to get that in.
You're going to do the same thing that we've already done. And then I don't even understand because it sounded like your phone was literally.
He always has terrible connections.
It sounded like your phone was in your armpit.
Like
you
was
just
gargling with
put
boulders.
It in there. Are you and Clarence sharing a phone? Is that what it is? Because Clarence is the other one whose phone sometimes is
awful. You almost cussed
on
the air.
I know.
You almost said Clinton.
That's not nice. Yeah, that was, we've got to preview these calls better. We just need the interns to talk to them. And if it sounds like they're calling from a submarine, nah, we'll just not take that call. That was pretty bad. The call was bad. The clarity was bad. It was not your best effort, Q Dini.
Clarence doesn't always have the best connection, but at least his voice kind of projects to the point where it's clear enough.
At least he knows how to use a promo code.
That's true, too. So, speaking of, let's just take his call now so that he doesn't have to wait. Clarence, what's up, buddy?
What up, guys? Of course I know how to use a promo code instead of people calling you Blueberry Laminac instead of Barry Laminac. Good God. I want to talk about the Texans and their lack of treatment. Hopefully, they're not trying to solve all of their problems for the draft with their offensive line because, like you guys said, it takes 2 to 3 years to develop offensive linemen into the league. If you remember back in the early 2010s when the Cowboys were drafting offensive linemen after offensive linemen throughout the first round every year, and it took until Zeke got into the league for that whole line to come together and for them to be solid way after Sonny Romo was getting killed out there. So I hope that's really not the case with the Texans because besides one guy that y'all mentioned, I don't know if there's actually any other offensive lineman out there who's worked with us. Darn.
Khalil was cut, so he's out there.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Clarence, appreciate the call as usual. This is the disadvantage of waiting. You know, a lot of teams overpay in the first day of legal tampering and free agency and all that. But they also get the best players. So when all those players off the board, then you're just looking at scraps. Now you might find some value.
It's like we said.
They just haven't yet.
You run the risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a risk reward. You run the risk that when you wait to see what guys are still out there, that either they're not out there or you lose a bidding war late, or you run the risk that you're bidding on a guy that's been dinged up or had issues, or in the case of last year's Texans free agency, they brought in a whole bunch of guys that underachieved and or were hurt and hoped that they were going to find their stride and come to the Texans and save the day for a cheap price. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Most of the time it doesn't.
And I'm going to call, Clarence, two things. One, everybody's going to now text us and say that you were in an aquarium underwater. So we have to make a new rule that when you actually are on the air, you can't be doing six other things and you got to talk into the phone because the connection's been bad lately. The other thing is with the Cowboys line, let's not forget about DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
Before Zeke, that offensive line was very well put together, and yeah. DeMarco Murray had a career year behind that Cowboys offensive line. So it was built, and it was working before they got Zeke.
Yep. I don't understand.
Wait, how's it go?
Bow, bow, bow.
Keep going.
I'm just doing the first part. Is this the instrumental? Oh, you didn't get the...
Nick, turn Barry's mic down. I'm tired of him doing the... that wasn't you right there? God, it was just... absolutely spot on.
Bow, bow, bow. Thank you. I'm like Bobby McFerrin over here. I make my own instruments. I don't have to. We got this text that says, in the morning, this was my order. Lucky Charms, kids, brush teeth, in the school line, talking about heroin. You guys rock.
Okay.
I have no idea what any of that means, but we rock.
I'm scared if we would actually delve into it.
Were we talking about heroin during the...
I don't believe heroin came up once.
Not today, but I think in general, at one point when the kids were in the car, we talked about heroin. That's a possibility.
That would be you.
Okay.
All right, one segment to go in the show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Tomorrow, way back Wednesday, Nick, neither one of us should ever hear crap from the gentleman to my right ever again. As we go to break, I have my email open and an email pops up from Barry in which his list has already been submitted for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday.
Lame!
Lamanac. List in.
I'm just looking at this numbers. That's all. I'm ignoring any of the crap you guys say. I'm just looking at these numbers.
Well, those numbers have at least a little bit of something to do with the crap that these guys say as well.
Hold on, let me. This says suck it.
So. Okay.
Let's take Tony's call. Get it out of the way. This is, I'm not quite sure what this is.
Tony, hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Tony?
Hello?
Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask a total hypothetical question. UFC posted this on their website or Facebook page about 30, 45 minutes ago, and they posted a picture of four athletes in different sports, but two of which stood out to me is J.J. Watt and LeBron James. And their question was, and I'm going to ask you, who would be, you know, the best between these two if they were to plug them into the UFC, given, let's just say they came out of the college, you know, 2021, they spent 5 years training with a good camp for either one of them, you know, prime weight 265, J.J. being 6'4", LeBron 6'9". Who would you take, why? And I'll hang up and listen. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. So he wants to know, between J.J. Watt and LeBron James,
yep,
which one would make a better fighter in the UFC?
Mm-hmm. Since I'm the novice, you want the short answer from me?
Okay.
J.J., because he takes the physical punishment and everything through football on a daily basis, and because he's not as tall to leave himself open and exposed as much.
Mm-hmm.
And for those reasons, I would say, obviously, athletically, LeBron, I think, because of the fact that you factor in so many other things with his ability, his quick twitch, his ability to jump, all those different things, which I don't anticipate J.J. has quite the same. But I would...
Well, J.J. is what, 280? Weighs about 280? So he'd be cutting to
a
heavyweight?
He said 265.
Yeah, well, that means he'd be fighting at heavyweight. But that doesn't mean
he
would.
How about the fact that Zion Williamson and J.J. Watt weigh the same?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But
okay, I want to answer this question, but did you see this video that surfaced that says it's Zion Williams in a parking lot knocking three dudes out? Have you seen this yet?
No. Mm-mm.
That crossed my Twitter feed. Somebody goes, look, this is Zion in a parking lot fighting three dudes, and he knocked all three of them out. I was like, okay, I'm going to need more proof because this is not clear.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where you love the internet, but at the same time, you're like, nah, I'm going to need definitive proof right. that's Zion.
Or from TMZ. If it's not from TMZ, I don't even want to.
Right. So LeBron is what? 6'8", 250? J.J. Watt, 6'5", 289?
I think LeBron's 265. But okay.
Well, I mean, he was still 250, still heavyweight.
Yeah.
They're both fighting in heavyweight. You have to assume that LeBron would have a pretty decent reach. Physically, I think JJ's cardio might suffer. You always see him huffing and puffing out there on the, you know, you talk about a high motor guy, that's true, but he's also got more muscle. We talked about it. That's more blood to pump. That's more oxygen needed. Plus, you see him after plays and he's just heaving. He's just like his breath. I'll take LeBron.
Okay.
I'll go LeBron on this. I like the reach. He's still got the muscular build, but he doesn't have to cut to make heavyweight. He's already walking around in heavyweight. I'll take LeBron. I don't know about JJ's chin either.
I mean, for me, I didn't really have a long opportunity to think about it. I didn't expect this question. But for me, it's hard for me not to think of Brock Lesnar when I think of JJ Watt, right? A really big but fast guy that could probably take some guys down. And that's the only reason why I would pick JJ Watt. I'm not saying LeBron would not do as well. But when you talk about being big and fast, if he goes with like a wrestling approach, I think J.J. Watt could do some damage.
Okay.
Plus 289 to 265, as you mentioned, not a massive weight cut for the heavyweights. So
true.
I mean, yeah, Derek Lewis, I would pick J.J. Watt, but completely hypothetical. I can't prove anything otherwise. He wanted to know. So.
All right.
You took JJ?
I think
most
JJ.
People are going to default to the football player.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people would.
Because, look, the NBA players take a beating. Basketball players take a beating. But it's not even close to what football players go through.
But remember, the hypothetical was these guys don't play those sports.
Ever?
No, they come out as fighters.
Oh.
So they're not going to be football players and basketball players. Out of high school or college, he said, that they go to a camp and they train for 5 years as a fighter.
Does the height not hinder LeBron? Does he not leave himself more open?
I mean, Steven Struve is 6'9".
I think it only hinders you if you're not as mobile. Steven Struve, his only drawback is he's
6'9" or higher? I think
he might
be taller. Yeah.
He might be taller. But, yeah. I mean, if you're tall and you're mobile, like, that's scary. Like, if you're agile, mobile, able to throw.
And he's, I mean, LeBron's footwork, I mean, he's...
Struve to me is just a little lanky. There's a bunch of other tall fighters, I feel like.
He was 7 foot. Steffen Struve.
He's tall.
Jeez.
7 foot, 265. So LeBron, 6'9", 250. So, yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of tall heavyweights, and they do pretty well.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. You guys good speaking on the UFC? Dana White agrees to a new 7-year deal with UFC.
I guess I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, at the same time, isn't he the best guy for them because of the he's a name. He people listen to him. He's got notoriety and popularity. Is there anybody else out there that you could say would be as good or better than Dana White?
I think for now you need to keep him as the face. I think he can be replaced. I really believe that. It's just not now. He's the face. I mean, even the Fertitta brothers, when they owned it, they didn't want to be the face. They rarely did interviews. They just did not want to be in front of the company. They just wanted to schedule everything and handle the finances.
To do that job, it takes a certain personality because you're dealing with many different aspects of the fight game. You have to deal with the media. You have to deal, and Dana White does not genuinely or generally like the media. I mean, he got into it with Ariel Helwani. If someone writes or prints something negative about the UFC, he will attack them. He doesn't. He'll go on the offensive. And that's okay. Like, he defends his sport and the stuff that they decide to do. But I think the one thing that I do like that Dana does, so he has to deal with that. He has to deal with the egos of the fighters. He has to deal with the business. He has to deal with a lot of different things and the fans. But I think he does a pretty good job of all that. But the one thing I think you feel like you know where you stand with Dana. Like, he's an honest guy and he comes across as that way. But remember, this is a guy that said he would never have women fight in the UFC. And once he realized he could make money off of women fighting in the UFC, he changed that tune real quick. So I think he's gotten them this far. I mean, the UFC wasn't on this trajectory until they got Dana White and the Fertitta brothers. So yeah. You kind of have to give the guy credit that he knows what he's doing as far as promoting the sport. Is he the best thing for the sport? I don't know if that's the case anymore, but he got them here, so I'm not going to knock it. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it at all. And the reality is, Dana White, he didn't become so brash until he became more public. Like, Tom Herman wasn't as vocal.
More mainstream.
As an assistant.
Because he got all the pub and he got all the exposure. And
Herman became vocal when he became the head coach of the Cougs. That's when he became, that brash personality that you saw from Tom Herman was not there when he was an assistant. Like, you should have seen Dana White in the early years. He was the nicest guy you'd ever meet.
Because he didn't have the platform.
Mm-hmm. So when he grew into that personality, I think it helped. So
cool. All right, with about that, we're about that time. So we do want to thank you guys for listening again. Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. Theme will be
good luck on your list, guys.
Is it title and artist? Have we agreed on that?
Artists
only. ESPN.
Oh no, you guys said you guys said both. That's right. Nick threw a fit, so we're doing both.
I did not throw a fit,
Did he throw a fit, Joel?
I did not.
You said you guys. I just let y'all fight it out. ESPN.
It could be whatever.
Artist starting with ESPN.
Artist or song
N.
That starts with ESPN. I just did artist. It was just easier that way for me. So y'all can do both. I don't care.
The Way Back Wednesday.
Yes. That's a good. I like that, though. Whoever came up with that was pretty creative.
Very, very clever, and we'll do that. And then the Blitz is going to come up next and take you all the way home till 7 o'clock, so you don't have to do a thing. AJ, Aaron, Fred, they're next for Nick and Barry. I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night, everybody. It's Way Back Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.